Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Good morning. Good morning to some. Good afternoon to others. Up On Game, LeVar Arrington.
College football Saturday, baby!
Plaxico Burress, and yeah. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. A lot of football. We got the We Are Penn State Nittany Lions kicking off.
Yes, we do.
Just kicked off Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Plax, Michigan State, they looking pretty good early in the season, man.
They always look good until they start playing guys like us.
They look good early on. A lot of good topics to talk about.
Plex will be in a little bit.
Now, Plex is here.
Plex is here?
Yeah. Plex is ready. Plex is ready to go.
He's coming off the bench.
And I need to let Plex know this.
Okay, what are you letting
him
know?
He needs to defy aging.
Yes, we all do.
With M-Drive. The supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels. Boosts energy and helps you get lean. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code TJ.
Mm.
Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive.
So age isn't beating you, TJ?
Nah, I'm killing. I'm killing age right now.
You're whooping age?
I'm whooping them even more with the M-Drive now. Oh. With the M-Drive, it ain't even a fight anymore.
It's not a fight?
It's no contest. It's almost like Penn State play Michigan State. Is that a fight?
Absolutely.
It won't be this year.
Oh, and you know what?
It won't be this year. We got M-Drive on our sideline.
My plan is to host Up On Game, the last game of the season, in East Lansing, Michigan State versus Penn State.
I will say this. It is hell playing in East Lansing at that time of the year. There's something about, like, you get off of the plane, you feel like Rocky when he was going to fight Ivan Drago. Like, this is cold. Like, it's cold where we at, but this is a different type of cold, bruh.
Hey, and last game of the season, it's going to be nippy.
Last game of the season.
And may both have no losses at that point.
With that being said, arriving in East Lansing, at least we do put y'all in respectable hotels.
Yeah.
Hey, we went to Happy Valley. We stayed in the Conno Lodge. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That's how we roll.
They want y'all to get a bad night rest and hope you can play the next morning.
TJ, it's a major Division I college program. We staying in a Conno Lodge.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you guys, though. We are in the middle of nowhere. We have just now started to turn into like a real city. Like with bigger things. Like that's Holiday Inn that's 5-star in State College. That's 5-star.
So you know Weston.
I don't know why they call it Happy Valley. Happy around there.
No Marriott, nothing, huh?
Hey, Plex, come hang with your boy, and we ain't playing. Come hang with your boy like how we hang now.
Hey, speaking of Michigan State, man, shout out to my brother Cedric Irvin, man. His son, Cedric Irvin Jr., just committed to Notre Dame.
Okay, good. He chose a better school. I mean,
Sad today. What up, Sad?
What up, Sad Jr.? What up, Sad Senior? Hey, listen, man. Sad Irvin, man, I used to be afraid of playing against him because he was real smooth. He was low. He was squatty. He was real elusive. But you know, we handled him pretty good.
Hey, isn't that
not my freshman
year?
It's
just a sign, man. How this age is getting
not
us.
Freshman year.
When they guys, went for 200 and 200 on y'all, LeVar.
Hey, 2 for 2.
Plex got a son that's gonna be in college.
Yeah,
It's sad, bro, that we guys that we played against have sons going to college.
I have a son in college.
I know.
At Lackawanna. Shouts out to Keno. And he's looking pretty good, man. He's looking. He's got a game today as well. It's his first year playing football.
He's a basketball player, right?
He's been a basketball player. He's one of the I think he's the winningest basketball player in Whipple history in Western Pennsylvania. He did, what was it, three Whipple championships, four in a row, and two state appearances and one state title. And he's a pretty dope dude. And then he realized that his DNA and his gene pool was calling him. He had to go ahead and do what he was made to do, what he was bred to do. I played basketball. We could do basketball.
We can do it, but that's not who
we are. But that ain't who we are.
Yeah.
That ain't who we are.
That's not what we really do.
I mean, at some point, you have to assume we are all going to be doing this show remote from one of our kids playing a game at some point in time.
Ain't nothing like it.
Pretty cool.
Nothing like it. Well, TJ has a long way to go before his son gets to that point. So I'm going to live through y'all's.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll live through y'all's. I'll coach y'all's like they mine, vice versa.
You're going to be down in Baton Rouge for that.
He already in college.
Yeah, I'll be there soon.
Yeah.
And talking about being there, there's been reports that Stephen Ross, that's the owners of the Miami Dolphins, he wants Deshaun Watson there with them in Miami.
Oh what a segue, TJ.
Should he? What are your guys' take on this? He's the owner of the team. Obviously, they don't believe in Tua. Reports have come out even in training camp early in the season. They want Deshaun Watson. Now Tua's hurt. As an owner, does he need to just put his foot down and say, hey, do whatever you got to do to get him? We'll deal with whatever the consequences may be with Deshaun Watson later. I want him on our roster. Or do you just let your football people be the football people and do their job, or you step in, hey, this is my team, this is what I want, go make it happen.
Go ahead, Plex.
Man, listen, if Deshaun Watson is not going through what he's going through, he'd be a Miami Dolphin already. Let's just put that out on the table. Because you're looking at the whole quarterbacking situation down in Miami with Tua. It's not that they don't believe in him. This is professional football. You can't get beat 35-0. This is professional football. And I don't even know who the backup quarterback down there is, but
Jacoby really Brissett.
Brissett. Yeah, and that could be a problem because he might have a good game. It's possible that he plays well, plays better than Tua.
He might be better than Tua. So if Jacoby Brissett, listen, he wasn't playing bad in Indianapolis. So the whole Carson Wentz thing, they ship him off. And he's the starting quarterback. Andrew Luck goes down, and Jacoby Brissett comes in. He plays great. So the whole Carson Wentz thing, he leaves Indianapolis. So what happens when Jacoby Brissett becomes the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, and he outshines Tua? Now you got a real problem. Mm-hmm. Because Tua is supposed to be your franchise quarterback. Can we really say that he's a franchise quarterback? No, we cannot.
Too many questions.
But hey, Plex, let me ask you another one.
Deshaun Watson.
Let me ask you this, though. Do they want Jacoby Brissett to outshine Tua? Because Tua's going to be a part of that package.
They do not want that to happen.
So they need Tua to play well.
They need him to play well, but he can't play well when he's hurt. So the worst thing for Tua right now is to get hurt. And now you're talking about Deshaun Watson. We already know he's one of the top five quarterbacks in football. Stephen Ross, if you can get Deshaun Watson on your football team, he's the owner. He can make it happen, but everything that he got going on legally with everything in his life right now, it's tough to put him on the football field. I believe
he won't go on.
If the Miami Dolphins trade for Deshaun Watson, Roger Goodell and the NFL will find a way to stop the trade because they can't put him on the football field right now. So you Miami Dolphins, you give up 3 first round picks, and he gets suspended. I believe the minute that an organization puts this man on the football field, that Roger Goodell is going to suspend him.
He won't touch the field. Now, I'm glad you touched on that. He's not going to touch the field. And I think that's why if Stephen Ross wants to go after Deshaun Watson, you go after him now and you go aggressively after him with the intentions of playing him next year. So as it applies to Tua, you do not want Tua to play poorly. Why? Because if I go hard and I go aggressive to get Deshaun Watson in here on a trade, I know he's not going to be allowed to play. I think that's been established. The only reason why he hasn't been put on any exempt list or any type of you're not able to play is because they've not had to do it. The NFL is not in position where they have to make a move because he's not going to play. So as long as he's sitting out, there's not going to be any conversations around Deshaun Watson and what takes place. So it's just buying time to see the legal process of all this play out. That is the leverage that you had to get a value acquisition in this scenario. If I'm the Houston Texans right now, I'm a tad bit bothered that Tyrod went down because Tyrod made this team a competitive team.
And they put him on IR. What's that about?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, but you know, IR high, now, they have short-term IR, so off, you can miss 3-4 games and come off.
All right, then you got Clive Davis. What's his name? What's his real name? I call him Clive Davis because I can't never remember his name. What's his name? What's his name, Sammy? The quarterback for Houston.
He said Clive Davis.
What's Clive? Davis Mills.
Davis Mills. Rookie third-round pick from Stanford.
Unbelievable.
Right? Now, Clive Davis, now, Davis Mills.
Now, here's what was interesting. Now, here's what was interesting about that whole thing. Did you realize how long they went trying to promote and build up and prop up Clive Davis in this game about how good
Davis
he was?
Mills.
That's what I said. And that's that's his whole deal, right? Like, oh, he was the top guy in high school. He just had a knee injury. You know what I dislike about when I talk to people who played ball but never made it anywhere? This, and if you're out there and you're listening, stop doing this because I don't like it. I'm sure most people don't like it. Stop doing this. If it wasn't for that knee injury, I would have probably made it to the pros. Stop doing that.
Man.
If it wasn't for that shoulder,
I got
that elbow injury and it was over for me. But I can relate because I got that elbow injury when I was playing Pee Wee.
How many guys would tell you, if I would have focused on school, man, I'd have played 10 years.
Stop doing it.
If I didn't sprain my knee in high school,
stop doing
I would have made it to the league. Like, bro, get out of here.
We're the same, but the only difference between you and me is that injury that I got that kept me from becoming you. Stop doing that.
Before I tore my knee up, I had a 44-inch vertical.
Stop doing that.
Hey, I thought I was the only one that got – I'm like, bro.
Stop doing that.
Get out of here with this.
Stop doing it. All right, and now here's the thing, right? So then you look at how they're propping him up. Oh, well, he ended up choosing Stanford over all these other schools. Didn't play much because of the knee injury coming out of high school. So basically what you're saying is that at some point he was good, but then he got injured and nobody wanted him, and he ends up at Stanford. He didn't play very much football there, so he ends up being here right now. And the only reason why he has an opportunity is that the superstar is under investigation. The fill-in is injured, and now your third-string quarterback is your starter, and you're going to spend the whole first part of the first quarter talking about how great this dude is.
This boy in his feelings today. Tell him how you really feel.
I just thought it was interesting. So to me, if I'm the Dolphins, you know all that says to me is you're trying to make a team within your group of teams investable enough where you're not wasting them being on primetime television. You have a third string quarterback starting for a primetime game.
Hey, Vaughn, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
With everything that's happened, with Tyrod getting hurt last week and the Texans putting him on IR, do you not think that David Culley wants to put Deshaun Watson on the field?
But he can't. That's the thing. The NFL,
if they said they were going – this is the thing. They've already had these discussions behind closed doors.
Correct.
And so the Texans won't even think about activating and playing Deshaun Watson.
They're not going to do it.
If he's traded – the Dolphins will not think about playing them. Let's get him acclimated to our system. So
they're going to sit him out until all of this plays out.
Is there a rush?
But you could still get him
Dolphins?
On.
You want him to learn the system?
Well,
you
there's
want
a trade. There's a trade deadline. There's a trade deadline. So you got to try to get you if you're going to figure it out. If I'm the Ross family, I'm going aggressively after Deshaun Watson and hoping that Tua plays well enough where I have where I have the ability to be able to trade Tua with some good value so I could try to recoup some of what I'm going to lose and giving to try to get Deshaun Watson in.
With all that being said, I don't think the court and everything that he was going through is before the trade deadline. That's the problem.
I don't know.
We're going to continue this discussion when we come back. But before that, we're going to tell you what you need to be driving.
Yeah, and what that is the Ram. All right, the Ram.
I need to be driving.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, that Ram is redefining what a truck can be, leading the pack in interior design, technology, and overall quality, Plex. Hey, think about this. Ram Trucks is the number one brand in the new vehicle quality. How about that? For the very first time, a truck brand has scored highest in the J.D. Power New Vehicle Quality Survey. And that award-winning brand is Ram Trucks, y'all. Something the F-150 or Silverado have never won. In fact, over the last year, Ram has received many awards, including Motor Trend Truck of the Year 3 years in a row, Top Safety Pick from IIHS for 3 years in a row, Only Truck on the Car and Driver 10 Best List. So what's the deal? Talk about impressive. Ram Trucks is changing the expectations of what a truck can be. Ram isn't built like the other trucks, TJ. You know what it is? They carve out their own path. So if you're buying a truck in the past, well, good luck. We appreciate that. Good deal. But if you're buying a truck today, it's time to buy a Ram. Learn more about Ram at trucks.com. All right. For the J.D. Power 2021 award information, visit jdpower.com awards.
We will finish and discuss more of the Stephen Ross, Deshaun Watson, Miami Dolphins, Houston Texans when we get back up on game.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, that's good.
That's that good bass, that get down. You hear him a mile away rattling the trunk.
Hey.
Bo Benson.
That's that get out the club music.
Bo Benson.
Get out the club.
We got Iowa Sam, Bo Benson.
We got Ilo.
And Isaac Lohenkron. Ilo, what the updates?
What's it up at dough? Yeah. So
we're back up on game. Let's finish this Stephen Ross, Deshaun Watson. I would call it a triangle relationship that may be or may not be. I'm going to take this approach to it and let me know what you guys think. Right now, the Miami Dolphins, they know they need a quarterback. The only quarterback that's available that is a game changer is Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Do they go right now? Because when the season ends, there's going to be a lot of teams that say, oh, we need a quarterback. Much more competition for Deshaun Watson later on than it is now. Does Stephen Ross need to get this done immediately? Because he's basically bidding against himself. He could possibly wait, and the price could go up.
It would go up.
Because of the other teams, and there'll always be a handful of teams that say, we don't like our quarterback situation. I mean, they want 3 first-round picks.
Look at it this way, right? If you get aggressive and you go get them right now, you're going to have clauses that protect you. So
it's not even the clauses, LeVar. I think you know that.
So what I'm saying is if he's able to play, if you bring him in right now at the price tag you're going to get him at right now, before you know if he's going to be able to play or not, you lock that in. You lock that in.
You know
you
what's
get it.
Crazy? It's 3 first round. Everybody, when they hear 3 first round picks, they don't want to give that up. But when you think about it, look at Miami's last 3 first round picks. And you tell me, would they trade those 3 players right now
for Deshaun Watson?
For Deshaun Watson. Look at any team's last 3 picks. There's probably a handful of teams that said, I wouldn't trade these 3 last first-round picks.
But their team is ready to win right now. Their team is good enough personnel-wise to win right now.
So you're saying the only position holding them back is Tua in that quarterback position?
We saw it take place in Tampa, right? We saw a transformation of an entire team that was already ready to go personnel-wise to win, transform once they put the right person at quarterback.
You can't put – Deshaun Watson in the same category as Brady. Tom Brady.
I get that, but I'm just saying we've seen it happen.
Come on, TJ.
We've seen it happen.
No, from a physical perspective, yeah, but Tom Brady, when he walks into that locker room, immediately everybody in that locker room that's on that team feels like we got a chance.
Yeah,
so from a mental perspective, he brought more to Tampa Bay mentally than he did anything because they felt they had a chance. Deshaun Watson hasn't done that.
Okay, so we're talking about the whole Deshaun Watson, you know, aspect of him going to the Dolphins. Is Cam Newton not a fix for the Miami Dolphins right now?
I'll be honest with you. Cam Newton
not
is
better
probably,
than Deshaun Watson.
Cam Newton is done, bro. Cam Newton is done. He's done. Like he's done.
I can't jump out the window and say
Plexico.
You're going too far.
Plexico.
Yeah, but you got Brissette.
The Washington football team is playing Taylor Heineke. He's playing Taylor Heineke. Hey, the Houston Texans would rather play Clive Davis, better known as Davis Mills, over Cam Newton.
What up, Clive?
So, like, you got teams that are basically telling Cam Newton without telling him,
we done with you.
We done with you. And it's sad to say it, but that's what it is.
I think Indianapolis is a better landing spot for Cam. I do not think the Miami situation. I think Miami has got to focus in on the fact that, one, you got a backup that is a former starter, still young in his career, can be a good contributor to the team in Brissette. You got Tua, who you're on the fence about him, and clearly the fence is leaning more towards you pushing him over the fence and being out on the outside than pulling him in and having him on the inside. Go get Deshaun Watson now. The reason why you get aggressive now is because those clauses that would say this is null and void if this man is in any type of
any
legal situation.
Or a suspension or whatever.
Everything has to be provisional. Anything that keeps him from. Well, maybe it's not, but I'm just telling you, maybe it is.
It should be, though.
Maybe it is.
It should. You have to have some type of provisions, Plex, because you have to protect yourself as an organization and team if you're the Miami Dolphins.
Those deals are done all the time. Those deals are done all the time. If they play X amount of plays, you get these picks click in
or
they turn on.
Carson Wentz, when he got traded to the Colts, if he plays 70% of the snaps, they get a second round pick. If not, it's a lower pick than that. So he's already hurt.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about from a legal standpoint.
A legal standpoint, there's going to be provisions. If he's suspended X amount of games,
there has to be.
You can't go into it blind. So
there has to be legal provisions.
You have to protect yourself.
There's going to be language that says if the dude goes to trial, if something happens legally, they're going to be protected. And that's another reason why this trade seemingly is taking so long to take place.
I don't think it will happen.
You might be right. I mean, there's a strong possibility that you're right because there's too many unknowns. But as I got an opportunity for us to discuss this and debate this last weekend, when I was talking about, well, they'll sit back and try to go get that money retroactively, right? Like, okay, if it comes out that this happened, they're going to go, okay, I was proven wrong. But it still led to an evolution of thought in terms of I'm still in the right mindset because here's what Houston is banking on. They know they can't play him. So they're done with him. They've moved on from him. But he still holds the value of if these deals go away, then Deshaun Watson's value skyrockets through the ceiling for a trade. If I'm measuring out and I'm weighing out $10 million that I got to pay him this year versus unloading the contract and taking a hit some places on this contract, whether it be the $10 million that you got to pay him for this season or not, Are you valuing what you will get from him on the other side of this situation higher than what you're being costed by keeping him and not accepting any type of trade offer that comes your way? You'd have to assume that's a yes. They're willing to wait this thing out and see if Deshaun Watson is indeed going to get through this legal situation.
The biggest key is
to keep his value
high.
They
can keep him this year because his salary is $10 million. Next year,
you can't do it.
Somebody is paying that $35 million, and it will not be the Houston Texans.
Mm. And one of the best ways to also keep his value is keep him off the football field so he don't get injured.
Correct. Because you already know what he can do.
Right. So he goes out there and he gets hurt on your playing for the Houston playing for the Houston Texans, now you owe him his whole contract. Now you owe him all his guaranteed money until he gets healthy.
Yeah. Well, guess what we have?
What we have?
We got Ilo.
Oh!
With the updates.
Lowenkron.
Talk to us, Ilo.
All right, fellas, let's get right to it. Our first stop is Soldier Field, Chicago, where 18th-ranked Wisconsin has a 3-0 lead over number 12 Notre Dame. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Moments ago, Notre Dame had a first down and goal at the Wisconsin 10, but went 11 yards in the wrong direction and wound up missing a field goal.
Oh, wow.
Number 2, Georgia, off to a strong start at Vanderbilt. Here's Scott Howard on WSB.
Third and 8 from the 25. Daniel throw on target. Bowers at the 10. Tiptoes his way into the end zone. Another touchdown. Brock Bowers. He shredded a tackler at the 10. Tight roped it and got into the end zone for his second score.
Georgia up 21-0 over Vanderbilt. They are just 8 minutes into the game. Let's see who else in the top 10 is playing right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know who it is.
Number
you
6, Penn State, yeah, hosting Villanova. Here's Steve Jones on
football game.
WQWK.
Clifford wants to throw. Goes back, steps up, clean pocket, long and deep down the middle of the
long
field. Dotson is there, got it, touchdown, Penn State.
So they've got a 7-0 lead over Villanova. They're at the 325 mark of the first quarter. A lot of NFL
news. That's what we
do.
That's what we do at Penn State, Ilo. We go long and deep, baby.
As you have just started throwing often reminded me.
Wow.
I'll just take your word for it.
Take his word. We are, baby.
Staying in Pennsylvania, the NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt downgraded to out for Sunday's game against the Bengals because of a groin injury. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy said that Keanu Neal will not be available on Monday against the Eagles. The linebacker testing positive for COVID after he entered COVID protocol as a close contact. The Eagles, meanwhile, activated tight end Zach Ertz from the COVID list. He will play on Monday night against the Cowboys there. And finally, on day 3 of the Ryder Cup, Team USA has a commanding 7-3 lead over Europe. Now it's time to go back to these guys.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, Oregon State.
Plexico Burress, Michigan State.
Mr. Nichols, School of Hard Knocks.
Mr. Nichols.
Yeah.
Mr. Nichols, school
did that.
Hey, that joint is tattooed on my leg.
Who is in there running the board today?
Ilo's a beast.
Isaac Lowenkron.
Ilo's a beast.
Ilo.
Mr. Nichols,
School of Hard Knocks.
Wow.
That sound like you sell cupcakes.
You got to love that.
Hey, School of Hard Knocks. You didn't want to represent Penn State, so School of Hard Knocks, huh?
I was just being creative, like Key and Peele. You know what I mean?
I was just bringing
a little bit of creativity to the whole deal. That's all. You know, shouts out to School of Hard Knocks. Some of us used to live there and attended there, and, you know, that school is closing down these days. You know, they've made the game so soft anymore. You can't come out of that school.
I'm sure you would have loved to have said Stick City.
I wasn't at the time, I was 55.
That's really not a town.
That really is a place. You know what we use at Stick City Plex?
Sticks.
That too, but you know how we stay on our game.
This how you stay on your game.
How you stay on your game.
By defying age with M-Drive.
Oh, oh, oh.
The supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, and helps you get lean. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code TJ. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. Hey. We're going to put this to bed.
Hey, can I say
Stephen
something?
Steven Ross, Deshaun Watson.
Can I say something real quick?
But say what you got to say before we put it to bed.
Hey, whoever wrote the script for that read, what were you feeling when you put driven men?
Let us know.
I need to understand.
Scriptwriter, let us know.
Please, I need to understand what driven men mean. What driven men really actually means, because I want to know if Ilo is a driven man.
Clearly he is.
Let us know.
100%.
Right, I'm sorry, because when I hear you say driven men, I don't know. I comprehend it a certain type of way. You know,
put us up on game, baby.
It's probably not good for radio. That I tell you what driven men means. You know what I mean? TJ, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead,
TJ.
Put it to bed.
Yeah, let's put it to bed.
Miami Dolphins, Houston Texans. How do we see this ending?
How do we see it ending? If anytime soon in the off season, how do we see this plan out? Because, number one, Deshaun Watson, he's losing a year on his career, which isn't good for anybody. We football players. We want to play football.
And he's also a quarterback, though.
He's a quarterback.
That's a little – it's a little different. It's a quarterback.
But it's not – we're not talking from the physicality standpoint.
Okay, from the mental, the evolution of it.
Yeah,
it does just move quick.
I mean, with it all being said, man, Deshaun Watson is one of the most intelligent quarterbacks that we have in the NFL. So I don't believe him missing 1 year is
going to put him behind.
Yeah,
it'd be like an injury.
I don't believe that.
It's your eyes, you know, the speed of the game, the just seeing stuff at the right time, making the throw at the right time.
Yeah, he might be rusty.
But again, you can look at it as an injury. It's nothing that an offseason of practice, OTAs, and training camp at least shouldn't help him get back, so to speak, on that bike.
You got to assume. You got to assume he's going to be
there.
But you got to assume he's going to be happy to put all of this mess behind him.
Oh man, excited!
And you're probably whoever gets him. If this doesn't go the other way, where he's not playing at all because of what took place, if he does get through this, then you got to assume whoever gets his services are going to get the best version of Deshaun Watson, because there's so much at stake for him right now. But to address your question, how does this end? Again, you are now – first of all, this has been the reports that have continued to persist is Miami is the team. That's – so in media terms, when something doesn't die out, it's because that organization in particular, or whatever the situation is in particular, someone involved in it does not want it to die out. Keeps going. And then if you want to really, really raise the stakes, now you're getting information that the ownership is really, really hot on trying to get this done. You are trying to negotiate through the media. You are trying to create public perception and public pressure to try to get this deal done. People in Houston are like, why not do it? Just do it. Get rid of them. Let's move on. Like, stop torturing us. Stop. Don't do this. Like, just get rid of them. People in Miami are like, hey, you know, he needs a new start. He needs a fresh start. Like, let's get it done. Hey. Something's going to happen. I think it's going to happen sooner than later. Go ahead, play.
If you are the Miami Dolphins and you can acquire Deshaun Watson with provisions and clauses in the contract, you should get him on your team. With everything that he's going through, if all this mess goes away and everything gets cleared, his value is going to go through the roof. If he can get on a football field, if all this stuff just goes away, you're talking about you want 3 first-round draft picks for him. His value is going to be more than that. So if you can get him with provisions and clauses in your contract, I say go get him right now.
And this is the thing. The reason the Dolphins need to get him right now, you're competing with yourself. When the season ends, you're competing with others. And so you need to make a move for him now. And if he can't play and you put him on ice, how the tech, because the NFL is going to put him on ice. That's okay. You get him acclimated to his teammates. You let him learn the system. You guys can learn each other, so to speak. But
he already know about South Beach, South Florida.
You.
Hey, you know what?
What the area is all about, probably.
Hey, I'm proud of us, man. I think for the first time, all 3 of us finally agreed on something.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm proud of us.
This is
really
historical.
Wow.
We are really as a team.
It's a historical moment.
When it makes sense, we all got to be in agreement, huh? When it makes sense, it's no other way. But I mean, just think about that. You wait to the end of the season, and you might have some clarity on his situation from a legal perspective. There's going to be teams that hop in this because their quarterback played like trash throughout the season. Do I want to draft one, or do I want to get a proven commodity and give up these first-round picks that everybody loves, but it's a 50% bet that guy's going to be a player? So for every –
you just got to go do it.
Every Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, Lamar Jackson, there's plenty of guys that are busts. They hate to do it, but Troy Williamson, you remember him, Plex? The Vikings traded Randy Moss to the Raiders, and they drafted Troy Williamson from South Carolina because he was 6'2", 210, and I believe he ran a 4.31. Couldn't play football. He could run fast, but it was time to put them brakes on. He had the brakes of an 18-wheeler. He couldn't stop.
Featherstone dropped the ball. He was Featherstone on the program.
Hey, he was born without a thumb. He couldn't catch or stop.
Wow.
And so we love these first-round picks. They're going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread until they get on the football field. And so you got to be careful of thinking these first-round picks are the future to your team when you have a proven commodity day that can be the future for a long time for your team.
Man, Deshaun Watson automatically makes your team, your organization, a contender. Automatically. You can put him on any roster.
Yeah.
He makes you a contender.
Hey, there's a player who soar.
On any roster.
Who soar from an action and something he did during the game.
Oh.
What player can this be in?
Uh-oh.
Would we do it if we were in that position? Mm. But before, to get in that position, we got to hit the road.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to take y'all there, and I'm going to drop y'all off. And you know what? I'm going to pick you up in the pickup. Ram is redefining what a truck can be, leading the pack in interior design technology and overall quality, y'all. J.D. Power. Yeah, the Ram truck is the number one brand in the new vehicle quality. For the very first time, a truck brand has scored highest in the J.D. Power new vehicle quality survey. And that award-winning brand, Plex, is, you guessed it, Ram trucks. Something the F-150 or Silverado have never won. Never. Never ever. Never ever. In fact, over the last year, Ram has received many awards, including Motor Trend Truck of the Year 3 years in a row, top safety pick from IIHS for 3 years straight, only truck on the Car and Driver 10 best list. That's right. Talk about impressive. Ram Trucks is changing the expectations of what a truck can be. Ram isn't built like the other trucks. No, no. They've carved out their own path. So if you're buying a truck in the past, well, good luck to you. But if you're buying a truck now, fellas, today, it's time you buy a Ram. All right, learn more at ramtrucks.com for J.D. Power 2021 award information. Visit jdpower.com/awards, people. TJ, go ahead, take us, man. You got it. Oh, man. Because it's a Hard Knocks life out
Georgia
here,
has 35 points in the first quarter. Vanderbilt. It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life. It's a hard knock life. Look at them state pin boys. It's a hard knock life.
Oh, man.
Santa kisses.
35 in the first quarter?
First quarter, bro. 35-0. Vanderbilt is living that hard knock life this Saturday.
Yeah, Villanova.
But, man, that's tough.
Football Saturday, y'all.
On the backside of this, talk about that player that sore.
Yeah.
He brought it on himself, but it's all right. I do it too.
Yeah. Fox Sports Radio, y'all.
Up on game.
Come on.
Fox Sports Radio. Best show on the radio. Stay tuned in. Hey, she's a brick.
Ow.
House. Right. Georgia playing the Commodores. What would you call them? Man, listen.
Hey,
what Georgia is doing to the Commodores is unfair. They playing with the Commodores.
Ow.
Hey, I just want to go back to this whole thing about LeVar and this whole Mary Jane story.
Hey, bro, I'm just being honest. I always thought he was in love with a white girl named Mary Jane. Because, you know, Rick James liked white girls. And that was his thing.
But
and I thought Mary Jane, like in the video and all that stuff, he was like, he was with Mary Jane. He was with Marie.
He got older, he realized like, but what helped him, he was defying aging with M-Drive. The supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, and helps you get lean. Visit MDriveForMen.com for 20% off with promo code TJ. Don't let age beat you. Get him drive.
All right. So can I revisit this whole thing, right? I really did. Like, Rick James was defying what social norms were being dictated in that day and age during that time period. And I was younger. And I just really thought that Rick James was telling the world that I don't care about color. I don't care about race. You know what I care about? Love. I like the love, and I'm going to love who I want to love.
Jane.
And you know what? That was his. She was his main thing, and she made him feel all right, and she made his heart sing. And when he was feeling low, it came as no surprise, right? Take me to paradise. You know, I'm thinking that he's talking about his chick. And I wasn't thinking about the weed. I was thinking about, like,
you know what's crazy?
You know, like a personal, intimate situation.
You can do whatever you want to do. I've never smoked a day in my life, and I knew that. Never smoked a day in my life.
Why y'all judging me, though?
No.
Why y'all judging me?
And I knew that.
I'm not a judgment.
Why y'all judging me? Like, first of all, Plex, you bring this up like you wanna come judge me on national radio. You I'm wanna bring this up and you wanna throw this out there on national radio judge me.
No, I brought it to the attention that you did not understand the meaning of the song.
And then TJ with his long list, like TJ has probably only tasted literally like three foods in his entire life. TJ's only driven in one car his entire life. TJ, the list of things that TJ has done is very short, just so everybody out there knows. The list of things that TJ has never done and will never do is very, very vast. It's a very vastly long.
I'm a simple man.
For y'all to be coming for me on this radio show right now really ain't cool. This really ain't cool for y'all to be coming at me like that because I'm from here. I live here. I'm from here. You can't be disrespecting me like that.
Hey, Plex, he from the school of hard knocks.
I'm from here, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, we know DJ can fight, though. That's one thing we do.
Hey, LeVar's from the school of hard knocks, and he's a tooth chipper.
I am a tooth chipper. Yeah, I am.
He's a tooth chipper.
And so what that I thought that love and romance was something that was real and maybe more important than the weed. Sorry for me thinking that love wins.
Hey, you had a pure mind. Like your mind was very pure.
It wasn't pure. I just wasn't looking at weed back then. I was looking at Playboy and Penthouse and stuff like that.
I get it.
And that was where I was at.
Hey, he was the one. So when you was at Penn State, you had Smooth magazine in your locker.
No, it used to be Playboy All-American.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to go because our school did not, you know, the head coach. I wasn't able to attend the Playboy.
The hypocrisy.
I really, really looked at my coaching staff and I cussed them out for at least 2 weeks straight for not being allowed to go.
I didn't know.
You are not allowed to go to the Playboy Mansion and be in that photo as a Playboy All-American. I said, y'all could kiss my ass up here. All the way.
Crazy.
This. In your mind, you was like, it's going to be this, and this. And
bruh,
I can't go.
I'm like, I'm the top linebacker in the country, dog.
You was excited when you was named Playboy.
They said, are you going to be attending the photo shoot with Mr. Hefner and the Playboy bunnies at the mansion? And I was like, hell yeah!
And what would have happened had you gone?
Oh, it would have been all kinds of fun for me and some other people that would have been hanging out with me. We would have just had a whole lot of fun. Well, there you go. Plexico, you want? There you go.
Well, Plex, you can let him know how it was.
Yeah, you want to come for me again?
Wrapped up the first hour. As we head into the second hour, we'll be talking about quarterbacks. Plexico. Fox Sports Radio.
I hate
up
you.
Up on game.
I hate
Here
you
we
too,
come
too.
For the second hour. Stay tuned.